In other news, Saudi Arabia and the UAE have resumed airstrikes on Yemen's port city of Hodeidah. The Yemeni media say that the overnight airstrikes hit a radio station, a market, and a fishing pier. There are no reports of casualties yet. Saudi Arabia and the UAE launched an operation on June the 12th to take control of Hodeidah from Yemen's Ansarullah forces and their allies. They halted the operation earlier this month. Friday's airstrikes came after Yemeni forces said they'd attacked Saudi and Emirati targets on Wednesday and Thursday. No casualties were reported in the attacks that are the latest in response to the Saudi war. Nearly 15,000 Yemenis have so far been killed in the Saudi-led war on the country since 2015. Political commentator William Spring joins us now from London for more on that story. Mr. Spring, welcome to the program. Give us your thoughts on the resumption of airstrikes on the port city of Hodeidah and the continuation of the aggression against the people of Yemen.
Well, it's a very disappointing because I thought that the NGOs and so on and the various governments had arranged some sort of a ceasefire or whatever, but this doesn't seem to have succeeded. It doesn't, hasn't lasted, I feel very strongly about this because I feel that the Western powers in particular know international law better than I do. It is contrary to international law for a country to get involved in the internal affairs of another state, irrespective of whoever the government is. Where there is a civil war of sorts going on, then external powers should not be involved. And this, allowing the Saudis to do this, seems to me absolutely outrageous. You know, I cannot understand why the West backs the Saudis up in everything that they do, even to the extent, for example, that they fly into the Twin Towers, which was a KSA Saudi operation, from the very top. They kill thousands of people, and yet it's still the Saudis are allowed to go to the United States, but not the Iranians, who have done nothing no acts of terrorism. So I think there's something fundamentally flawed in the American psyche. How's this aggression to go on? Eric Prince apparently is the main proponent of the aggression on Hodeidah. It's his plan, the Blackwater Corporation, which the mercenary powers are acting through. Now, I did think that the Emiratis were leaving, moving out, but or giving up. But the fact that they're now using Emirati aircraft is very disturbing. It seems that they've got back into the conflict. One wonders why MBS can't actually end this war in an honourable way by discussion. There's no vested interest, vital interest, I mean, for the Saudis in destroying Yemen. All it's doing is maintaining a massive amount of bitterness, which will last for generations. The Saudis are not a military power of any consequence, and they are only being able to be helped in this war by American support. And the American support, as in Syria, for terrorism should not continue. I think we need to get the Americans weaned away from their support for terrorist state of Saudi Arabia.
Political commentator William Spring joining us from London. Thank you for contributing to the program.